Thank you, Lumpa, for your time and teachings. I would like to hear more about the idea of restraint. With our children, we talk about exercising restraint, like exercising a muscle, and how important exercising restraint is. Can you please share your thoughts regarding restraint? As our eldest rapidly approaches teenager land, it seems more important than ever. That sense of recognizing that there, it's something that can be cultivated, it can be developed, as in the example of one can exercise physically, something that comes to mind is Ajahn Chah was saying, like the. When you exercise physically, that's how you make yourself strong. But when you pay attention to inner stillness, that's how you make your mind strong. So that restraint also comes from not just holding back, but also being able to turn inward and recognize the. You know, being able to tune in to how things feel, how they affect one, and I think for especially in terms of say like teenagers, I think in a culture like this, there's just so many external pulls that to being. Of course, it depends on them, but that encouragement to really tuning in and paying attention to how does it feel? What does that contact feel like? What is the result? And then restraint becomes more natural when you recognize, oh, when I don't engage in this way, when I don't get caught up in that. Then it feels better. It actually makes me more happy. There's also just the aspect in terms of that restraint is a a natural constituent of living a skillful life in the same way that. Like we're driving a car, it's helpful to have an accelerator. It's helpful to have brakes, so that the restraint is more the brakes, and a car without even if you've got a brand new high-end car, but no brakes. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah.